What's up?
Yo, 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 yo. What it is, what it ain't, why I come, how I come. And you know what, y'all? It still doesn't matter. It still doesn't matter.
What's up? I'm Nicole.
This is Mickey.
And this is, yes,
we're black. Okay. Hold on. Wait a second.
I switched it up on you.
You definitely switched it up. We need to do that again. No, right. We're running it back.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Mickey.
And this is,
yes, we're black. Black. All right. Okay. There we go.
Round of applause.
Jesus, yes.
I just figured we should introduce ourselves because people should. Might start on this episode and be like, who are these girls?
Right.
So.
All right, so how was your week?
Better than my drive here today.
So we were supposed to have a 2-hour pod, and that didn't happen. Some of it's my fault because I'm always running from one job to the next. I'm always running on a couple of minutes. So, yeah, my fault a little bit. But Charlotte is fucking crazy out there.
Yeah.
It is absolutely ridiculous everywhere you go.
Yes.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Like, what was going on? Was it a terrible crash? I don't know.
I have no idea, honestly, but.
Yeah, it didn't say, like, when I was navigating.
Didn't say?
Mm-mm.
It was literally, like, it took us an hour to get here. It normally takes us 20 minutes.
An absolute full fucking hour. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even believe it. It's like, oh, my God. So,
We're here.
But, we're black. Yes. We're back.
My week was a little rough, but things...
It was. Okay, update on the diet.
Oh, still on this damn diet.
Mm-hmm.
Second week. Well, I only have tomorrow and Monday left.
Right, so
12
end,
days
end
in.
Of the second week.
Mm-hmm. And it still sucks, but I've lost several pounds. Several pounds,
which is exciting. And you can see it. You can definitely see it already.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if I get smaller than you?
Hey, I'm going to just be cheering you on. Shit. Hey, more power to you. I'm with it. You know, hopefully I'll just be, you know, sliding down the scale and not sliding up the scale. So I'm already trying to make changes.
Yeah,
like I said,
we
I'm
both got to be slim at the same time.
Of course.
We
it's going to
hurt somebody's feelings this summer.
Oh, we already hurting feelings. You know, the weight is just going to, you know, add a little extra razzle dazzle on there, you know.
But yes, I've still been dieting. Mm-hmm. Can't wait till it's over. Mm. Next step is a 2-week liquid diet, so that should be interesting.
So what can you like? So
clear
it's
liquids.
Just straight up. Oh, clear. Okay.
It does include milk, but I don't like to drink milk.
Mm-mm.
And it includes Jell-O. Mm. But other than that, I'm supposed to drink like broths or zero calorie drinks. Water.
Mm. And only 2 ounces at a time.
2 ounces at a time every 15 minutes.
So how are you going to do that when you go to sleep?
When you're awake.
Oh, okay.
But essentially, they want you to get 64 ounces of fluid a day. So that's 32 times. And there's only, what, 4-15 minutes in an hour?
Yeah.
So.
Four times an hour. And then how many hours?
8 hours. That makes it 32 times.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of sipping.
Yeah.
I want to see what 2 ounces look like.
It's like a little dip, like a cup you get from Chex, like the little ranch cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 ounces.
Oh.
That's what I bought, those little cups, so that I can like pre-fill them. So all I have to do is take a sip instead of having to
I don't know why I was imagining in my head little water bottles. I don't know why I thought you got like little rose
you and this
colored
vivid imagination.
Water bottles. You know, my imagination is just things that pop up in my damn head. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah. But other than that, I went to an in-person meeting for work with my boss's boss.
Right. Normally she works from home.
So that was kind of a lot, but I went. I was proud of myself. I actually had some pants that fit, so that was exciting.
Yes. I'm proud of you for getting there because you was trying to make every excuse not to go.
I definitely was. Other than that, what else did I do this week? I feel like there was something else that happened. Mm. Not the bad thing. Something sad happened this week, but we're not going to talk about
it. We're not.
And there was something else because I was going on and on. Oh, something I don't want to talk about. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
How was your week, friend?
Okay. My week was productive at work.
Okay.
So I felt good about that. I didn't really have any revelations or anything going on other than being supportive with you. I did kind of walk a little more with Rocky.
Good.
I've been trying to do like a couple of more laps in the morning and at night. And so that's, you know, that's just always a struggle, because sometimes when I get off work, I just don't feel like doing extra walking other than making sure he pooping and peeing. So that's just like, okay, it's like put on the pod, listen to the pod, and just walk. Or I'll like call AD and like walk. Or okay. I'll start, well, by the time I'm walking, your ass is ready to go to sleep. So bedtime. We don't normally talk at that time. Right. So other than that, it's just like, nothing really is going on.
Long hair don't care today.
Yeah, I got the hair down, you know what I'm saying? I thought I'd go ahead and let it go. I keep it in a ponytail for a while after I do it to kind of just keep the twist in there, because my hair is so soft, it will unravel. Like, I've had locks for so long, but my roots will still unfucking ravel. It's crazy. My hair is soft. So, but yeah, other than that, I mean, you know, I broke out the Hoochie Daddies again, but it's fucking raining. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally, the bottom fell out the sky as we were walking.
Literally,
in.
I had to, like, take a couple fast
steps. Right, she definitely, I ain't never seen you move like that. You definitely was moving quick. I said, okay. But yeah, I ain't got no, like, big news. I'm trying to think of Rocky. He's just being a normal little baby, being very sweet. I ain't really got nothing. I really ain't got nothing. I think the last couple of pods, I've been just a boring ass bitch. Jesus Christ.
Well, we're going to have some fun today at least.
Oh, yes. We are going to have a great time on this pod. I hate that we only get an hour. Like, it was the whole point. That's why. The traffic. That traffic was stupid.
It was big stupid.
It took us a whole hour. Usually it's like, what, 15, 20 minutes? 20, yeah. It took us a whole hour to get over on this side of town. It was absolutely
ridiculous.
We had
to hop off the highway and take all sorts of different routes.
Yeah, because we was definitely would have probably still been on the highway if we would have stuck on it. Like, it was ridiculous.
And now it's raining. Can you imagine how much worse it is? People cannot drive in the rain out here.
I looked at the weather. It's supposed to stop.
Yeah, it said like at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got to make a little run. I did want to go by Sephora.
You want to go to Sephora?
I want to get a clone. My Prada's almost out.
I get to go to Sephora today?
Oh my God, you were being dramatic. Yes, we're going to Sephora.
Yes.
That's why I waited to tell you now, because I knew you was going to get too excited. Okay. Not you pumping it up over. Okay, anywho.
Ooh, what do I need from Sephora? Now I got to think.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't getting no crazy. You know, I ain't be spending no $200 on no damn what you call it, but I do want to get, like, I need an everyday cologne that I can just wear more often every day. That's not crazy, but anywho, but yeah, I ain't got shit going on. I guess that's
so
pretty
now.
Much. Wow. Okay, let's move on. All right, trending topics. Well, first off, I want to say happy 420. Today is 420 right now.
To those that partake.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone that partakes, puffity puff, enjoy, get in the sky, fly high like a bird, like a plane. And you know what? I'll see you there. Anyway. But yes, happy 420. She won't go nowhere with me. I was trying to, there's a little, okay, all right, we won't go there.
Well, just think about how unfair it is to me that I'm going to have to sit there and watch everybody else have a great time, and I can't do nothing.
I mean, it was just, I was just looking to see what's going on.
What did
Maybe
I say?
Maybe not. Okay. All right. Well, I just, I mean, you know, we're just going on. I thought you was going to go along for the ride. I don't know. But yeah, I can see it. And plus, it probably is going to be super packed.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Because it's just outside. It's just crazy right now anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than, yeah, so I just wanted to open up the pod with a little happy 420 on this bitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Colorado, so you know it's just something that
in your soul.
It's in
it's
my
ingrained.
Blood. Yeah, it's in my locks. It's embedded in my DNA. But yeah, what we got today? What we got going on? What's happening in the world?
Well, Glow got a DUI.
I hate to talk about stuff like
this.
I
know,
but
me too.
Me as a person that does not drink anymore and was driving around drunk and was definitely being reckless, because you really don't know how much you're drinking until you get behind that wheel. And then if you're the type of person that can handle a little bit of drink and drive, it's like, how much are you going to push that envelope?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, I just hope for her it's just like a wake up, like, maybe I should just get a driver.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just call a Uber Black. You know, you got plenty of money now. You don't need to be riding around dirty and stuff like that. You know, it's just, I hate that for her.
And who knows, it might not have been alcohol. It could have been weed or...
Well, she did say that she had weed on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the video. And, she had weed on her. And she was like, and then she kind of was like trying to, do you know who I am type thing?
Mm.
And the lady was like, I don't know who you are. She was like, well, who are you? She was like, I know your name. And she told her like her government, you know, hallelujah, glory, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay, well, you don't know who I am. You picking on me or something like that, she was saying. I'm like, girl, you caught. You drinking. They can smell the alcohol. You're not that famous where you can get out of it, you know what I'm saying, with your name. And again, that's a little embarrassing. I think that's the most embarrassing part, that you were like, you don't know who I am.
Right.
Like, nah, we don't know who you are. Wow.
When did that happen?
I don't know when that happened. At least you were getting rid of him. Jesus Christ. Them things.
I'm gonna sit like this.
You better just do your point. Yeah, you got two good fingers. We're talking about her nails.
They are busted and disgusted.
Yeah, but you got to take them off for your surgery.
Yeah, I'm taking them off today anyway. What else?
Those are probably my least favorite nails that you've gotten.
Well, somebody else liked them.
Okay, we won't even go there because I was about to say something mean. Well, not mean, but just inappropriate, very inappropriate.
Okay,
all right, anyway, so yeah, so, you know, hopefully this is a learning lesson for, you know, Glorilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so peace to her and blessings, healing energy.
Yes.
Her way.
All the heals.
For real. And yeah, Ashanti and Nelly. I just love them.
Me too.
They're so
cute. I'm so glad they got back together.
Yeah, that's like a nice little comeback couple I like to just look at and just, because they're both very fine specimens, you know what I mean?
Who do you think is more attractive, though? Ashanti or his ex? What's her name? What is her name? I'm going to find it. Hold on.
It's probably going to be Ashanti, because Ashanti is super fine to me. Like, Ashanti can get it any kind of day, anytime. And she's older. She's older than us, right? She's in her 40s?
Shanetta Valentine?
I don't know who that is.
No, the Chantel Jackson is what I'm talking about.
Chantel Jackson.
Let me show you.
But, you know, Ashanti, I mean, and then, you know, even Ashanti's sister is fine. Ashanti's mom's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Whole fine-ass family.
Yeah, definitely. And what's her name, mama, is fine. Teyana Taylor, mom. She's cute too.
I think they're equally beautiful.
Yeah,
honestly.
They're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's like going, like, he's not punching up or down with both of them. They're both very beautiful women in their own right. Yeah, she looked good. I like her little dimples. Those are really cute.
They're very cute.
I do like some dimples. I ain't gonna lie.
It's because you have dimples.
I have like little baby dimples. They're not really like, I like people who have like
big, like right here.
That TT person. Yeah, I really, whatever. But
TT.
Yeah.
Your auntie? Okay, got it.
No. Yeah. All right. Moving along. Moving along. We are moving along. All right. So I know you've seen Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber and him on the back of him riding like a damn donkey.
That was interesting.
You know, it's just like, it just shows how queer everyone is. Everyone
literally
is on the spectrum.
On
some sort of LMNOP vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's
just... Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Gay for tonight or gay, you know, just
gay
today.
Gay,
oh,
that?
My God. Yo, okay, so, story time. So when we were in, Georgia, in Greensboro, we were talking, those are your cousins, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about, I guess women who just, I guess, a gay for play. I've never heard that.
I've heard gay for pay, but not gay for play.
Gay for play. So I guess apparently that's just, you know, you just fuck with girls just to have sex with them, I guess.
Yeah. We've been learning all sorts of new terms.
Yeah.
It makes me feel old.
Two play and all that.
two man.
Look, I'm still calling it wrong shit. Two man. Man, that two man really, I mean, the gay for play to me, that sounds like some prostitution shit.
It does.
Still.
It really does.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're go ahead and.
But it's really like for play. Like, they're just playing.
Yeah, they're playing around. Yeah. Like, it's for play, play. Well, you know, people just do whatever they want to do. I don't judge. I mean, you know, everyone is everywhere at all times. So I thought that was interesting. I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, what do you think about it when you see Justin Timberlake? I mean, Justin Bieber. Not you upset about him. Even and then let's talk about him. He doesn't look too good anymore.
No, he really doesn't.
He's starting to age.
He's in his 40s. Yeah.
He's looking like
the man in the woods or whatever the name of his album was.
Yes, he definitely like when he turned that corner to the man in the woods. He just wasn't as cute anymore. No. Is he still married?
I'm not sure.
Because don't he have some kids? I think they got like 2 or 3 kids or something like that. But anywho, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, when they, I don't know. I mean, do guys play like that? Do straight men do stuff like
white
that?
Ones.
White ones.
White ones like do it. All sorts of questionable
things with each other.
Things with each other. Mm-hmm. He's married to Jessica Biel.
Oh, Jessica Biel. She's an actor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or actress or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or isn't it the right thing to call everybody an actor? Like, isn't like
people, I'm not sure.
I think it's like a thing. Like, okay. They don't want to be called, like, women don't want to be called
an actress anymore.
Yeah, it's like everyone's an actor type thing. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah, what are we talking about now?
So, NBA Youngboy got arrested
in Utah
for a large scale prescription drug fraud operation.
So what, he knew somebody with the scripts and was facilitating the money to get it?
He's suspected of orchestrating a scheme in which fake prescriptions for promethazine and codeine were called into several pharmacies around the state.
You know, I've always wanted to try out promethazine to see how it feels.
I'm sure it just put me to sleep.
Probably. It's probably some good night medicine, but I've never. And then when you say promethazine, it just sounds like you need to check it out or something. Like, it just sounds like something I need to go and check out.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess with my curious mind. But I guess when I hear it in rap songs, it's like promethazine.
Right.
It just is always something like
future.
Yes, yeah. Like, you know, we about to do my hands itching. What are itching for the paper, you know, on the promethazine type shit. But doesn't it make you, it like makes you gain weight too? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it gives you a gut.
Oh.
Because well, I want to say Gucci and all them was on, you know, the lean. Well, lean, right? Promethazine is lean, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a white moment for me? Yeah, I think that was. I was like, is that lean? Is the promethazine lean? I don't much know what's going on. It's really dead around here. I'm surprised no one has walked by.
Yeah, I am too. There's like a truck backing up out there. That's what
I was wondering
at.
Why you what you was looking yeah. at. I was like,
it's
okay.
It's popping out the corner of my eye, and it's still pouring rain too.
Jesus. I mean, we literally just missed it. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, is he still in jail? Did he bond out?
Let me see.
Was that thunder?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ. And you know, NBA Youngboy, like, I even seen, no, that's the other, that's the N, what's the NLE guy?
Chopper?
Yeah, he be doing some questionable stuff.
Yeah?
His new song that he has out, he's like, he just looks really Lenny Kravitz-like. That kind of look, and you're a rapper. I don't know. It's just, these guys are, I guess, just trying to. It almost seems like a lot of these rappers are going into like this soft era of, I wanna be pretty. Like, I wanna be like Euro. You know how like European men have like a metro feminine kind of vibe to them.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the fashion that these rappers are getting or whoever are dressing them are giving them that look.
Yeah.
Of they want their, you know, with the shirt, with it, you know, buttoned way down where their chest is out and stuff like that. I've noticed a lot of the rappers. And then even Uzi Vert. Uzi Vert was like, y'all like my outfit? And he was holding a purse and he's like wearing no shirt and like this kind of strap thing that straps around his shoulders type thing. And it's like, I mean, you know, I mean, it don't bother me. Anybody can wear anything. I wear men's clothing all the time. So I guess you call me a cross-dresser. But yeah, I just feel like it's just getting more Euro.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this. I would wear the style. Right. I mean, but I mean, I'm a feminine woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Well, not a feminine. Well, I have femininity in me. So, and I like a soft look like that, you know, especially if I'm like dressing up going somewhere. But I don't know. I mean, I don't find a problem with it. What
was first of all, why does he have a multi-million-dollar home in Huntsville, Utah? Of all places, why is he in Utah?
That's probably weird. Stay out of trouble.
But he is being held on 63 counts without bond.
Oh, he ain't getting out.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It is thundering, you hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
63 counts.
63 counts? You're not getting out of jail. You're going to be there forever, and you're just going to, you know, like, I just don't understand when you're making millions of dollars and you can play the stock market, you can do so many things with all this money,
mm-hmm.
but you still choose to deal with streets and drugs, my nigga?
It's just ingrained in some people, I guess.
And it's like, you don't need the money. Why are you risking the biscuit?
Yeah.
Or it could be a situation where he's just literally just giving the money.
Yeah.
And just funding something. And it's like, oh, I guess this is some money off to the side.
Or yeah.
I'm helping a boy do that. But then I would put my people in positions where they didn't have to do anything illegal.
Right. Exactly.
Clean up their record. Like, you have the money to expunge everything and do things the right way. I just don't understand the obsession with these loopholes. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't like to look over my shoulder. You know what I mean?
No,
stuff, or feel like I'm making moves or dipping and diving or having to do a whole bunch of extra stuff just to live. Like,
right.
I hate living that way. So that's disappointing. I don't know. He gets what he gets. Like, you're taking a risk. You're doing illegal things. Like,
and
dude,
like, you're in a state where you're like probably one of five black people. So like, of course they're looking at you. Like, what are you doing?
You got the big mansion
in Chicago
somewhere.
Or something.
Right.
Like, they have better things to deal with than your ass. But in Utah,
or be in a place where none of the shit is in your name. I mean, I'm not telling you how to be a criminal around here.
Right.
But God damn, nigga.
Like, something.
Let's do. And I still wonder where them people in Charlotte at that robbed the Brinks truck. Like, where the fuck are y'all?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
So there was a Brinks truck parked at a Quick Trip,
mm-hmm.
and the Brinks driver went inside the Quick Trip, and while he was in there, they stole the truck.
The whole fucking
which
truck.
Had fucking millions of dollars in it, and they have not been caught. I am like,
where y'all niggas at?
Right.
What y'all doing?
Y'all need a girlfriend?
Do you? You need a little cover up, a little time to get away. But I was saying, remember, I was like, I would get someone. Or this is what I was thinking. I don't know if I told you. But I was thinking, like, I would find someone that can create a white person. And I would commit crimes as a white person.
Honestly.
And then, you know what I mean? And then I would just collect some regular more checks for my job. And then I'll be out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Just act normal, like I'm going on vacation. Just never fucking come back.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Anywho, what else we got on the docket here?
That song we listened to earlier.
Yo. Chris Brown. Okay, so first off, I am loving the competition right now.
Me too.
And how everybody is lyrically sparring. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So as long as it doesn't get crazy where, you know, people are in danger or anything
right.
like that. But if we're just talking words and words is the ammunition, then y'all niggas load up and get to ready. Get to going. Because I'm ready. I'm here for it. But Chris Brown went in on Quavo. That nigga read that nigga
for filth.
All the way down.
Yes.
Like, Chris Brown.
Down on that song.
He said, you just got bodied by a singing nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It was,
there's that one part.
That one part. He did mention Takeoff. And he said something, I'm paraphrasing here, is something on the lines of, R.I.P. to him.
Yeah,
everybody
was the real one.
He was the real one, and then everybody wished you died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
Savage.
Very savage. And so now I'm very curious on what Quavo is going to say, if he said. And then he talked about Sweetie.
Oh yeah.
So that's who he was talking about.
That's who he said he fucked while they were
together. And then he went into this whole thing about sweet, and that's sweet, and she got the tea, and I'm not gonna even let that go. Like a whole bunch of double entendres on sweet. So of course it's sweetie. So yeah, I thought that was very. I'm glad you let me listen to that because that was I was screaming. I was brushing my teeth and shit when she let me hear that, and I was fucking screaming. But you know, Chris Brown been had bars now.
Mm-hmm.
He been. You know, he's a very that nigga's so talented.
He really is.
That nigga can really do anything. He can make beautiful babies. He can get beautiful women. He makes beautiful music. He looks good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything he puts on, he can dance his ass. I love watching him dance.
Yeah.
And then you forget because you know I've never really been around him, but you forget how tall he is. He's like 6'3".
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I know he's over 6 foot.
Okay.
So, cause like him flipping and that's a tall ass nigga dancing like that and doing all that.
That's crazy.
Look how old. Let me see how old he is.
I was gonna say something else about it. Oh, I thought it was a little weird though that he said you hit bitches because didn't he hit a bitch? So like, can't he just
Rihanna.
Come back and say the same thing?
Right, but he was saying, but yours was on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was his. Yeah. How tall?
Just put Chris Brown height.
Whatever.
Let's see. Drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's 6'1".
6'1". Okay, that's tall.
Yeah, but he's a tall guy flipping around and shit. And he does like a full front flip and back flip and all kinds of stuff. Like
He is definitely that nigga.
He is definitely like our generation Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Like bar none. Like, the nigga can really do anything.
Has he done a residency in Vegas yet?
I don't think he's done a residency anywhere, to be honest. I don't think so.
I would go see it.
I would definitely go. I think Bruno Mars has one at the MGM, I think.
Okay.
That's what they were talking about.
Okay.
And then somebody else got one.
Yeah, and it was somebody big, but I can't remember. It's not Beyonce.
No. It's not someone, like, as big as Beyonce, but they're, like, they're out there, and they're good.
Let's see, New Vegas.
But he definitely ripped him a new one. That was a nice diss track. I feel that was a good punch. That was a nice little first punch.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. That was a good slug.
Mariah Carey is out there.
Mariah Carey, okay.
But Shania Twain, Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
Ringo Starr?
From the Beatles.
Jesus.
Carrie Underwood. Maroon 5.
Hmm.
Pretty boring people.
Yeah, none of mine that I would go see. Nothing I would like to go see. But yeah.
Oh, it says that Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera, Wu-Tang Clan. So there's a bunch.
So people have different residencies at different times?
They have them at different casinos at the same time.
All in the same city, but different. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, residencies at different casinos. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that's how that works.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So what is this about Neo?
So Neo finally opened up about the fact that he has two girlfriends.
Oh.
He said that the
He's
life...
He's not married.
No.
Right. Okay.
He said that the life is not for everybody and that it's more difficult than people think.
I'm sure it is.
He said that he thinks he should legally be able to marry them and he believes in polygamy. What else?
But what's the whole need of needing to marry them, though?
I guess I don't know.
Like what? You being able to marry two women, what... You can always write someone in your will that you're not married to. So like, because literally marriage is like a legal contract.
Mm. I didn't know that him and his ex-wife divorced because he had a baby on her.
Oh,
I did not know that.
So how many kids does Neo have?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I can't even look at Neo when his head is unshaved.
I know, right?
He is balding really bad.
Seven children.
Like a white man. That's a lot of children.
Mm-hmm. Not as many as my bro.
Not as many who?
As my brother.
Oh, your
brother.
Oh.
No one can beat that.
Geez. Well, Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
13.
About neck and neck at this point.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's another one on the way right now. So,
damn.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine myself with one child.
I know, right?
Might as well 13 plus or 10 plus.
Right, but when you're the dad, at least you don't have to do everything.
Like, Country Wayne has, like, 10 kids.
Mm.
I couldn't imagine having that many damn children.
Me either.
And then he had, like, 9 kids at, like, age 23 or something like that.
Mm.
Country Wayne or something. Yeah, like I, you like that young with that many damn kids. Whew, I don't know. People just, you know, make their own life. I guess. I guess that. But he's making money now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hannah.
He's
like,
producing, right?
Country Wayne.
Oh, not Country Wayne. I was talking about Neo.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Neo Ben had money, like yeah, from writing music.
But Country
and
Wayne is from touring and stuff.
Well, yeah, and like from his videos, how he has his videos coming out on a constant basis.
Okay.
He's figured out
the
some
algorithm.
Kind of, yeah, and we're, and then he has it set up where he's not always in the videos. He's hired other people to make sure that that machine is still pumping out videos, because he says he drops like 9 videos a day.
That's
between
crazy.
Like, I guess on
every
on,
platform.
Yeah, on all his platforms,
okay,
different videos and stuff like that. So yeah, okay, Neil. I mean, how do you feel? Like, what do you?
I mean, if I'm not judgmental, like do what you want to do. I don't.
Right, right.
I really don't care if it doesn't affect me. I don't care.
So where people were just like saying, like, what was the whole big deal about it?
Nothing really. It's
Niggas
just that he came out and
time.
Talked about it
Uh-oh.
Openly, and he's like one of the only celebrities that's ever come out besides like Hugh Hefner. That's like I have multiple girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's
even though,
other ones. Who? Oh, there was another rapper. There's been some people that talk about it, like, you know what I mean? But maybe it's because it's Neo and you just wasn't expecting that from him. I mean, I think a lot more men should be that way if the women are agreeing to be it, because then maybe they can, you know, not want to be out there and be a whore when you got two different women that you can, you have variety, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, men are very, you know, visual beings, so I guess it kind of makes sense. For me, I don't know. I've tried the thruple before at a very young age. So it could work if everyone is like on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one person feels jealous or if one little thing is out of place, it
crumbles.
Yeah, it just crumbles. It's nothing is cohesive at that point.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, if it can work, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't judge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I don't care what he does.
Yeah, I mean, sure, y'all have some. I wonder if like they all have like sex together, because sometimes there's like rules with that, like where you're just with them. Or, you know,
oh, I'm
like
sure they
that.
Have sex together. There ain't
probably
no way he has two girlfriends and that ain't happening.
You never know, because like with the little guys that like the sister wives stuff, they don't.
Yeah,
do that,
but
you know?
I just feel like when you're a rich nigga and you just been with a lot of women,
yeah,
I don't see him
be
being
here.
Like, you know what? I'm just gonna do missionary with her in her room and then I'll come for you later.
Right.
Like, I don't
bitch,
see that happening.
Ain't here. Pour a drink and let's go, huh? Take some of this nose candy.
Right?
You know. Well, they call that the South Beach diet, cocaine and champagne.
I've never heard that.
I just found that out. I heard it on, I think, I forget, there was some old heads on the podcast that were talking about that. They were like, back in the day, that's what they call it, the South Beach diet. They were talking about Diddy, actually.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about his parties and how they would put ketamine in the champagne.
Sheesh.
And so they were saying, like, the champagne, you know, that's the South Beach diet. Like, this Diddy shit and this whole thing, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think... I think there's going to be, like, people exposed.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think there's some stuff coming down, and, I think. And I think Usher is a part of that, too.
Yeah. Because,
you know, he done ran away to, where did he go? He went to, he's with, what's his name out there? Bali. He's in Bali with, what's the Reverend and the brother?
Yeah, I don't remember. I know who you're talking about,
though.
I can picture
the
him.
The one that they're saying that he was doing...
that's been the
child.
Rumor.
Oh, with him?
And
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And even
yeah.
his kids hate him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, he's an asshole. Like,
yeah.
They said that he's always been like a dick, you know?
It's bothering me. I can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up.
It's Rush, the Rush Cards. Rush.
Mm-hmm. Which I felt like Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, is it Russell? Yeah, Russell Simmons. Is
There's Joseph Simmons and Russell Simmons.
It must be Russell. It has to be Russell.
Yeah, it's Russell. It's Russell.
Yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, these people, they just been freaky, and now we're in the culture of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just getting exposed for the freak shit. I mean, because we all do freak shit.
Yeah.
It's not surprising that the freak shit is happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it... Like, when he's talking about... sick parties. I know what I've done in my personal life. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
imagine
niggas are freak, right? Like, you have, imagine you have
all the means,
all the means in the world to do whatever I'm doing on such a big scale that is unimaginable. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, we're in exposure culture, and you know, this is what they're doing.
I wonder if they've been like nervous that they were going to get exposed because everybody else is getting exposed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they felt this coming.
I think he had to have when I think the whole Cassidy, Cassidy, the whole Cassidy thing.
That's
happened.
A singer too, isn't it, Cassidy?
No, Cassidy's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like I think when he see that, I think there was something that happened with like, cause I know Diddy's like sucking these white guys' dicks, like the ones that are the powers that be kind of guys, like, you know, and then they said like Quincy Jones is a gatekeeper in the black music area. Like he would, you know, come on to all the talent, you know, all the guys. And then also, Clive Davis, and he's openly gay now. Mm-hmm. He says that because at first, wasn't he married for a while or something like that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But, like, he talks about being, like, openly gay, and, like, he's not afraid of saying that he likes, you know, guys and stuff like that. And he's also talked about his special relationship with Diddy. Mm. So I just couldn't, like, me just, like, imagine, because I'm so visual, I'm imagining Diddy and this old white man and him in between his legs. That's wild. That's wild.
It is.
And you're like a powerful man, and you're literally like, are you doing like, okay, like say if that is happening, is he doing that to get ahead, or is he doing it because he likes the freak shit?
It's a good question.
Like, was it original? Because I mean, Diddy has rubbed shoulders with a lot of these older white men. Like, are you doing this to just collect money from all of them?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. you're just doing that or to have favor?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And those cameras, I wonder if they, when they went into Diddy's crib, like, because they said that they may have not have been, you know, finding evidence. They may have been destroying it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, especially if, like, big wigs are on those cameras. You know what I mean? So it's all very icky.
It is.
And ugly. And I'm very curious on how it's going to play out.
Yeah, me too. I'll be watching closely.
I will. With my teacup.
Mm-hmm.
As it runneth over.
Well, speaking of sex.
Yes. So that is, so this is what we got going on, y'all. This is our pre-sex pod. Because I figure we're going to get new. Because when we do a real sex pod, I want to have other people here.
Okay.
To have like a variety. Fair I'm like enough. A man, another, like a man and another woman or something okay. like that.
Well, I want to play a game before we get into it.
Oh, look at you surprising me on some shit.
I had to surprise you. So, okay. And I've been preparing, so I'm going to
Oh, you have been.
So let's go back and forth, say different names for sex, and whoever can't think of one last loses.
Oh, like what we call sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can start. Sex.
Okay. Pound Town.
Swinging from the chandeliers.
Moving furniture.
Doing the 1-2.
Fucking?
The horizontal dance.
Stop it. I might be out. I don't think I have any.
Let me see if I can think of one more.
Piddly diddly?
I was going to say the backseat shimmy. The closet scuffle.
Stop. Anyway, I just wanted to see how far that would go.
Freaking under the sheets.
Yeah, true. It could just be freaking, too.
Right. So, yeah, this is going to be, like, you know, a little pre-sex pod. You know, we all do it. We all love it. Well, most of us love it. There's some people out there that don't really like sex. But, it feels good, you know, especially when you're doing it with someone that you're attracted to, that you feel safe with, especially with women. You know, you got to... That's like a big difference between men and women fucking.
Yeah.
Men can just, you know, it's a hole, and as long as it don't even necessarily have to be that warm for them to fuck it. You know what I mean? But I know, like for me, or for most women, There has to be some kind of connection for me to lay down with you. You know what I mean? I have to feel safe. I have to feel comfortable, especially if we're going to be definitely naked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, like we all love it. And I just want to talk about it today. So,
okay. What you got?
So, okay. Like, so favorite positions.
I like doggy style.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah. I feel like this is really personal for Facebook.
Okay. We don't
No, I might just stop my live.
Oh, okay.
Bye, y'all.
I'm talking about it all.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, for me, you know, it's, you know, I guess, well, I'm not the one getting pound towned on. I know that's not going to be happening for me. Not too much. I have to feel very, very comfortable for that to be happening. But I guess, you know, I guess I wasn't thinking like me talking about my own personal preference of this.
Ooh.
Yeah. Favorite position, I guess. Of course, you know, I get missionary is always good because that's intimate. And
that's why I don't like it. It's too intimate for me.
I do like to, you know, where it's just we're looking at each other and it's a great thing. But that's not for every time, you know what I mean, like that. So, let's talk about from how back in the day, like our parents talked about sex to like how we are so free with it. Like, did you ever have like the big sex talk with your parents?
Yeah.
Did they go like really in like about like how did it happen?
I'm trying to remember. Sex talk? I was young when we talked about it. Yeah. I have like a hair and it just keeps bothering me, but I can't find it.
You can't find it.
No, okay. I just see it floating up there.
Damn.
Anyway, they had like I can't.
What did they do?
They
what kind of sex
this
talk?
Book. Because,
okay, mind you, you know, this is going to be the white people sex talk, right? Okay.
They had this book that was full of, like, naked, like, almost, like, Gregorian-looking people. Like, you know, like, the statues with the little penises.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
And it was, like, different positions and, like, groups of people having sex and, like, all sorts of stuff in this book.
Groups of people, like, in the same room having sex? Oh, my God. Okay.
And they told me to read the book.
Oh, so they didn't even, like, read it to you?
No, they didn't read it to me.
Uh-oh.
They pointed out a couple pages, but pretty much they were just like, sex is okay. We don't want you to have it until you're older, like, but we want you to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, thinking back, my guess is that that was my adoptive dad's idea, thinking about what had happened after that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. So, oh, that's kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, because I want to say I was only like 8 or 9. Like, I wasn't even a teenager yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
So, like, my birds and the bees talk was kind of crazy. We were watching. Now, I was older. I was, like, probably, like, maybe 12 or 13.
Okay.
Because I was very green for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I got another story about porn.
Okay.
So just bring me back to that after this.
I have a story about that, too.
So the first time I seen a porn. So, and this is going to be kind of crazy. But anyway, hold on. What was I talking about?
The birds and the bees.
Okay, so I was watching, it was ER. Remember that movie, that show?
My mom was obsessed with that show.
So, yeah, we always watched ER. So we were watching ER, and it was a young girl that was, like, around my age that ended up getting pregnant.
Okay.
And so me being an inquisitive kid, I was like, well, how did she get pregnant? Like, how does this work? And my dad happened to be there. And it was my mom and dad were downstairs, and I remember asking, like, how did she get pregnant? And my dad, for some reason, got angry. He got very, very angry, and he was like, oh, you want to know about sex? You want to know about sex? And I was like, well, I just wondered how she got pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't know. And so he goes, well, you know what? What did he say? He was like, well, do you know what they call your vagina? Do you know what they call your vagina? And I was like,
Vagina.
No. And I was like, a vagina? Right. And then he was like, they call it a pussy. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, they call it a pussy. And you know what they call a penis? And I was like, what? They call it a dick. And you don't, you need to stay away from the dick. And all this, that.
And look at you, staying away from the dick.
And I did listen to my father. I stayed away from the dick for most of my life. But that was pretty, and then he didn't even like explain what it was. He was explaining the body parts and the vocal words associated with those. So that was my introduction to sex.
Lord.
And my mom, for some reason, she didn't say anything. I don't remember her saying anything, but I can understand that because my dad is a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she probably didn't want to start an argument. And I want to say, like, maybe afterwards, my mom said, you know, a man and a woman when they love each other, and kind of like softened it up. But the initial thing was like this anger from my dad, of me asking, how did this girl get pregnant? And the vocal names of the vaginas and the penises. So
that had to be a slightly traumatizing, like,
yeah, because
why are you mad about it?
Yeah, because I was definitely scared of sex.
Yeah, I would have been too.
Like, ever. And I mean, I guess that worked in a good way, because I didn't have sex until I was 18.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, so
I messed around a lot, but I didn't actually
have
sex.
Messed around, but it wasn't like the actual, are you finding the hair? Y'all should see her. She's like looking cross-eyed, trying to look at her forehead, looking up in the air like you got issues.
I'm glad I got off live.
Mm-hmm. That's how you
look.
That's
my old face.
Oh my God. Sick and crazy.
Hey, it's better with the mic if you hold it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're holding the mic?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not holding the fucking mic on the damn. You're singing into the mic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You like to sing in the mics, I know. I know. It's okay. No, please. Oh, my God. She patted the mic, y'all. She patted the mic. That's what we're doing today. I guess it is the sex pod. So, yeah, the pre-sex pod.
Yes.
The pre-cum.
Ew.
That is kind of nasty. Yeah. Pause. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah.
So, when you did try out the worst gender, were you a Twinkie or were you a toaster strudel?
Hold on, what? Hold on, when I had sex with a man, was I a what?
A Twinkie or a toaster strudel? Did the cream fill you up or was it on top?
I don't understand that.
Okay, so like, did he come in you or did he come on you?
No, there was no coming that happened because we could not get there because I'm basically a virgin. So no one came during that.
I can't believe that. You didn't get that. Twinkie
no.
or a toaster strudel?
No, Twinkie. Oh, putting a cream on or on top. Okay, I got it now. That is sick and nasty. First off, that is real sick and nasty.
I've been both in my life.
Oh my God. You know, I could not imagine a man coming at me. That would just be terrible.
I don't know. I like it for some reason.
That would, it just, because don't it change your whole pH balance?
It can. You got to do it with somebody who takes care of themselves.
Because even when, I don't even know, like we used a condom and everything, and it just still was like.
Oh, condoms can mess up your pH too.
Yeah, it was still weird. I was just like, I am so good on this. I
and
will
I hate
never
the
this
smell,
again.
Like the rubber tire smell in the room afterwards.
And it was like, and that whole experience was just like some dumb shit. Like, I don't even know why I did that. It was, I don't know, I had broke up with someone and it was just like, I was exploring and hey, I never did it. So give it a go.
I like your exploratory?
I mean,
explorative?
I can just, explorative, exploration.
Explorative? I have no idea.
I don't think it's explorative.
Exploration?
Exploration, I think, is more like it.
Yeah, I don't know. You explored some shit.
Yeah, I checked it out. I looked around the corner. I'll say goodbye to that. I'm pretty good on that. I don't ever. It was just the whole, like, that's how I knew I'm really not attracted to men like that. Like, it's just the whole. A man on top. Like, you know what I mean? It was just...
I like that, like, masculine energy. Like,
yeah.
But it has to be someone I'm comfortable with.
I like masculine energy. I do. But it's just, from a man, I don't like it. It's like, you know, you're like, it's like I don't trust them. enough. Like it doesn't. And then plus I don't, when I'm having sex, I what's pleasing to my eye is not a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like seeing a hairy chest, broad shoulders.
I like a hairy chest. And, I like to go like this.
Oh, no. That's just, If I were to ever try to be with a man, he would have to damn near be metro.
Yeah.
Because I don't want no hair anywhere.
I had an ex that literally shaved his armpits, shaved everything.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Because, like, I hate when with guys, like, when you have, like, your head, like, in their shoulder and they have armpit hair.
Oh, and it's just, like,
worst.
Yeah.
It's, like, tickling your face. You're yeah. like, oh, this is awkward.
This is really awkward. Your armpit hair is on my face. That's sick and nasty. But, and then, like, men, when they sweat and they have that armpit hair, it's just, they smell
they do.
Weird.
Have you ever stopped talking to somebody because you didn't like their body odor?
Mm-hmm.
And me too.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel so bad because it was a woman and it was just like, because you know I mean there's rarely a woman I've been with where I'm like I had to tell them about their hygiene, you know what I mean? So when a woman has bad hygiene, it's very shocking.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad and it's like, ooh, you okay? I feel very bad. Of course I'm gonna say something, but it's almost I don't want to say anything because it's so embarrassing, and I know that they would be embarrassed, and then I'm embarrassed, and it's just everyone's embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then there's definitely no sex happening at that point, you know what I mean, or anything happening. But yeah, but oh, hold on, where were we?
I was just asking about body odor, but I don't know what we were talking about before that.
I don't know what it was before that, but yeah. Okay, so the first time I seen a porn was a VH tape.
Okay.
And it was randomly in my mom's room, and I can't even believe it. Yes.
No way.
Yes, me and my brother watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't even understand what was going on, because we both was looking like, first off, we couldn't get over the fact that mom had it.
Right.
I don't even think my mom, well, she's going to know now. But we couldn't even, like, we were just saying, like, this has to be dad's. Like, that's what we kept saying. We was like, this must be, like, mom must not know it's here.
Right.
Like, there's no way. And then, like, we watched it, and we just couldn't believe it was white people, too.
Oh,
and, then, and it was weird. It was like this dude, I remember it. It was like, it was very, it had this weird ding, ding, ding kind of music in it. And it was like, ding, ding. And it was like, he appeared, and he had, like, he had like a fucking black cape on with a mask, and he was butt ass naked, and he just like appeared in the corner, and then like she appeared, and it's just this weird little ching ching music.
That sounds
very
hilarious.
Quiet, very weird. And then and it was long, like it was just all kind of stuff. It was just crazy. So we wasn't sure like if she watches it or whatever, so we was like, we had to remember where we went, where it was, and we would rewind it. But it was just like we were so like it, cause, I mean, it wasn't a sexual thing with me and my brother, but it was just like we couldn't believe that. First off, we don't even know what sex is, so we're just, well, I don't even know because I never talked about this with my brother.
Yeah,
like after, like it just happened.
Yeah,
I think we watched it twice together. And then I kept catching Michael watching it by himself. So, of course, he's a boy, though.
Yeah,
like, that's, you know, but I didn't really want to watch it like that. It was more of, like,
educational.
Yes, because I couldn't believe. I really couldn't believe. When I found out that dick went in the pussy, that was so hard for me to understand that.
Oh, my gosh.
It was very... I was like, this isn't sex. I was like, this is sex. I was like, a man puts the dick in the pussy. I could not believe that shit.
At least you knew the right words to use.
Yeah. My father definitely let me know the dick and the pussy words. Because I don't even know if I knew dick and pussy back then.
That's hilarious.
Damn.
One time my mom worked in a different town than I lived in. So I would always get home before she did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, well, actually, it was in the morning. She would leave before I did. So one morning, I decided to look at some porn on the internet.
Oh, on the
computer,
internet. Okay.
On a computer. Uh-huh. Why? It got like a virus and it was frozen.
On the porn shit? Oh my God.
And my mom got home. She never said anything about it, but I could not get it off the screen for anything.
Even when you turned it on?
Yeah, I tried to turn it off and it wouldn't turn off.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God.
But of course, when you're looking at porn, everything goes haywire.
Oh my God. Back then, the viruses were so bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh my God. So was that the first time you ever seen it?
I'm trying to remember the first time I saw porn. That was early in my porn viewing, for sure. And I forget, I really don't remember how I first discovered it. I have no idea. A lot of my childhood is kind of a blur, though.
I'm going back to those feelings when I really realized dick went in the pussy. I did not understand. I used to just think, like, I don't know what I thought. We just rubbed on each other. I really don't know. But the whole concept of the dick in the pussy threw me the fuck off. It was so invasive. I was like, I cannot believe this is what you do. And then I think that deterred me from sex because my mom used to always say it hurts.
Okay.
And so I don't like pain. And yeah. I still don't necessarily like pain in sex.
Yeah.
Like, do not slap me, do not twist me hard, don't do nothing where I'm like being twisted. Like, I don't like none of that.
Okay.
Like, I don't want pain in sex. I mean, a little choking, but not choking is not pain to me.
No. I like a little choking, maybe a little smack on the ass. Yeah. I've been slapped before. It didn't really bother me, but it's not like something I'm like, slap me. Like,
slapped in the face?
Yeah. Not what? Hard. Oh, like a just poop. A little boop.
What did he say when he slapped you in the face? Hold on. Wait a second.
He just kept going.
If a bitch, oh my God. Oh my God. I could not imagine somebody just hauling off and smacking me in the middle of sex. I would probably laugh. I'd be like, bitch, what are you doing? That's crazy.
We got to get through the rest of this because we have places to be.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dang. What was I going to say? What else was I going to, so have you ever had to like have quiet sex?
So yes, I've had to have quiet sex, but also when I was with my boyfriend that was like 6 years older than me right after high school, probably the second person I ever had sex with.
Mm.
And I was so awkward. I would just lay there silently. I swear.
Wow.
Like the whole relationship. I just lay there silently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be like a when I first started having sex with women, it was like I thought the right thing to be was a touch me not.
Okay.
And I thought that's what you were supposed to be. But then I was feeling so like, pussy wet as fuck. What am I doing? Like, why am I just out here just pleasing everybody? And I'm not getting pleased. And then that shortly, you know, was done. I was like, okay, I'm not a touch me not. That is like a cruel life to live. Like, I don't know why people are living like that. And then that's when I started to dress masculine.
Okay.
Because I was feminine for a long time, even when I left Colorado, even when I broke up with my first girlfriend, because she was more so like, she was like a lipstick lesbian.
Okay.
And then I was femme. And then with her, I was like slowly like wearing boys' clothes. And then once we broke up, I went full force in because I wanted to attract feminine women.
Got it.
And so, yeah. And then I went through that whole where I was dating women who weren't really gay. They were just like trying. And so then those were the
gay
pillow. Right. They were definitely gay for play. And those were like the pillow princesses.
Okay.
And then I didn't want to be with any other.
Yeah.
I wanted to be. I was like, if you're going to be, and this was like my thing that I used to always say to women. I used to be like, if you're going to be with me, you got to be gay.
Yeah. Because
you need to put your whole face in this motherfucker. So you need to be, I can't just be pleasing you. I'll be an angry Mickey.
Yeah.
Very angry Mickey.
Sure.
Hell yeah. So quiet sex. I've had that. I mean, when, you know, I've been in relationships where we had children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, of course, sometimes you got to have some fucking quiet sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Especially when the kids are next door.
Definitely true.
And you're trying to get it in real quick. So, yeah, I've definitely had to have quiet sex before. So, do you think you can ever get tired of sex?
Yes. Yes. I was in a relationship where he wanted sex like 4 to 5 times a day.
Oh, you were
and
exhausted.
Yes, I was
with the sex.
Over it.
Mm-hmm. I've never been sexed out.
Yeah.
I've never been
Have
in
you ever had sex 4 to 5 times a day for your almost 7 years? Because
No.
Yeah.
No.
My booty was fat, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. 4 to 5 times a day for 7 years. Jesus Christ. And you was throwing, I'm sure you was throwing it back and he was catching it. That's a lot. Yeah, I would definitely be sexed out a little bit, probably. I mean, I feel like I'm a horny person, but not like overly horny.
now that I'm medicated, I'm not horny at all. Every now and then I might be like, let me break out the rose. Right. But like, I'm not like, I realized that this last week I've been stressed out and I was like, I wasn't even interested. It didn't cross my mind once.
Right.
But like, there's other times, I guess when I had my period, now that I have an IUD, like I would get horny before my period, but now I don't get a period.
So it's like no horny time. Damn.
Yeah.
I hate that medicine can like mess up your libido and your urges and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just thank God I'm not like married or have a boyfriend and like it would be affecting our relationship. Right. You know
what
I mean?
That's crazy. My uncle's like, wow, what are y'all talking about over there? We're talking about sex, uncle, so you may want to click off of this live.
Who's Dr. Ruth?
Oh, so Dr. Ruth, like, you know, she's like from back in the day. She's like 95 years old.
Oh, wow.
But she was like the person that, like, when I was younger, like the things that I would see about her, and I like kind of read up on, like, you know, watched some of her talks, and she does explain sex in like a really healthy and interesting way. Like, you know, it makes it make sense. She's almost like, you know, that little race lady that I talk about, that white woman that would have the classes and show how privilege and shit to white people.
Yeah,
she's almost like that of the sex you know, stuff. So yeah, I just wanted to mention her because she's like pretty much like revolutionary as a like a sex. I don't know if she's like a sex therapist, like a sex doctor. Though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but what else was I going to say? So, how do you feel about sex toys?
I like them.
I do. I like I said, I don't really like the a whole bunch of vibration shit because to me it does. If you use them often, it can like desensitize your clit.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hate that. And I hate being with someone that uses like, you know, vibrators and shit, like, and their shit is all desensitized. Right. And it just makes sex so much harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get to some sort of, climax.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good and a bad, you know, it can be a good or a bad thing, but it can always add. I think it does add a little spice to the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Something. Now, how do you feel, like, when in straight, you know, situations with men and women. Have you used sex toys when you were with a man?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Did you use like dildos?
Yeah.
And he would like hold the dildo and use it on you and stuff? Oh, okay. Yeah. I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I would think that men would be like feeling weird holding like a dildo. Or
not
something.
This one. I had a couple that didn't feel weird about it.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had a butt plug before.
I think that would be good because there's like, I've had like a little thumb and it kind of, I know that there's like endings in there that can.
It's for men, not for women.
Well, I think it does. There's a sensation I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're coming, your asshole like, what do you call it? Like pulsates.
Yeah, that's true.
So when there's something in there, it does give a pleasure.
I think it gives like a better orgasm.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's like a catalyst. It just helps, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what do you feel like? Have you ever had like, have you ever like came off of anal?
No.
I haven't either. Yeah,
no. I think that's next level. I've never had a dick in my ass.
Yeah, I've never.
I've only had a butt plug.
Yeah.
I hope your uncle's gone.
You know, he's watching.
Hey, Unc.
Unc be getting it in. He's married. Yeah, he still has his libido. Me and Unc has talked about it. But and you know, one thing that I do like with my uncle, like he's cool as hell. Like we can talk about sex.
Yeah.
And he's not like weird.
Weird about it.
And even with my mom. Like, I think I probably get weird because she'll say shit that shocks me. And I'll be like, oh, yeah,
okay,
I forget.
That's enough.
I'll be like, damn, mom, like, what the hell are you looking at in your phone? Like, I don't even want to look in your browser. Right. Like, just to think about that because, you know, like, I don't know, like, our parents being sexual. And then, like, another thing, like, being older and being sexual is interesting to me. Like, when I was asking, you know, I was talking, you know, a couple people that are older women. And they're saying that, like, you know, they're like, these are women that are, like, 55 and up. And they were saying, like, their sex drive is, like, ridiculous right now.
Mm.
Like, can't get enough. And so that's good to.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, and that's good to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, I don't know. I really, even though, like, my introduction of sex was kind of weird with my dad, but I think I have a pretty healthy relationship with sex.
Yeah,
I haven't had any like, you know, trauma with sex. I couldn't imagine having, you know, trauma with
sex. Definitely have some trauma around sex, but I'm in a much healthier place with it than I was, say, a few years ago. Is that enough of that?
Yeah. look, you're done with the sex. You're done with the sex. Okay.
And we just really need to go.
Right, that is true.
We have a lot to do.
Yeah, we do.
Because Sephora closes at 7 too. So
we're
going to have to.
Okay. I see. All right.
And I don't want to miss my Sephora. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. All right.
Okay, so what
to
watch?
That concludes the sex talk and the sex pod.
And we'll be back with another episode with some guests.
Right.
I actually just texted somebody to see if they'd be interested.
Oh, okay, cool. I have somebody in mind too. Is it a man or a woman?
Man.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
It's a woman.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, but yeah, so like that, just a light little touch. I don't know why.
A light touch.
A little, you like that?
But,
a light little testy touch, a little 1-2.
Oh my God. Okay.
A little touch, a little bit.
Okay, all right. Yeah, fuck you.
Not me, honey.
Tell me what to watch and listen to.
Okay, so Drake's diss, dropping Give Me 50, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was a nice little punch to Future. You talked about Metro Boomin. He talked about you need to go sit down and make some drums. I'm really liking his humor when it comes to when he sent the drummers over to Magic City.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he sent drummers over to Magic City.
That's funny.
So I'm really, like I said earlier, I'm really enjoying this little healthy competition in the rap world. So.
I hope that Quavo comes back with something.
Yeah, he's going to have to, or he's going to look crazy.
Yeah.
And then Nicki Minaj, Fuck the Club Up. She got a remix with Chris Brown, Travis Scott, and Sexy Red.
I haven't heard it, but that sounds amazing.
It is good. It is good.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
Ma'am. Hey, you just, how you surprised me with this little back and forth. I surprised you with that. Yeah. And not to mention, that's been on the notes, so we share the notes. Yeah. All right. So, yes.
Oh, my.
So that's called the Sleaze Mix. It's really good, so y'all check it out. I ain't got nothing about to watch. What you got anything?
Just the Bob Marley movie. We still haven't watched it.
We still haven't watched that shit.
It definitely pops up as soon as they open Paramount, like new movie streaming.
Right. You know what? I almost watched the other day, but you said that you yeah.
I'm glad you didn't. Cause I'd have to fuck that ass.
All right. That ass up. Don't say fuck that ass. Jesus Christ.
I said fuck that ass up.
Oh, I was like, fuck that ass. Okay.
All right. We've been talking about sex too long.
Sex pod.
All right. So if you have a question, topic, or you want our advice, write to us at yesweareblack@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can find me on... You can find me, Who's the Mig, with 2 K's on everything.
You can find me at miss.scorpio.nicole on Instagram, and you can follow the pod at Yes We're Black Podcast. Last thing before we go.
Yes.
We are not recording next week. I just want to take a moment and say congratulations on 1 year of being sober.
Yes.
And it happens next weekend. So I'm bummed that we won't be able to record that day.
Yes.
But I wanted to make sure to acknowledge it because I'm super proud of you.
I appreciate you. I actually totally forgot because I just don't be drinking.
Yeah.
But it will be a year next week. I'm proud of it. I got through that shit. I never thought that I can not drink for a year.
We both have willpower. Give me some.
Yes, bitch. We are doing that. But yeah, I appreciate the accolades. And anyone that knows me, that knows my little journey has been, you know, congratulating me and telling me I need to be more proud and vocal about it. I just try to be humble because I don't want any slip ups and I don't want to do the wrong thing.
Of course. You've done it this long. I think you got it.
Yeah. I'm not worried now. I'm been past that point, but it's always in the back of my mind. Like, I just don't want to have a moment where I'm just so feeling so good and I'm like, oh, I can have a drink. You know what I mean? Like that can easily happen. And, you know, like, and not necessarily like in Charlotte, like say if we go on a big trip or something like somewhere, I just need to still know that I'm not
that
a drinker.
It's not drink time. Yeah.
Right. So,
okay.
But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. 1 year we getting in and, you know, a lifetime to go.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this has been yet another episode of
Yes, We're Black.
Bye.
Bye, motherfuckers.